Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 6 March 2015. You're in the right place. That is, if you question the mainstream media and everyone else around you and feel like there's something that you're not being told. You are so right. And wait till I tell you about what I found out about what's going on in the Boston trial. I can't believe it. Joining me in the studio today, of course, is Josh. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. And we have a special guest here today. The gentleman who is known to you all as being a guest regarding carrot bars is joining us today because we're going to be talking about news with him and anything else we feel like talking about. Gary Franchi is joining us in the studio all the way from Illinois. Thank you so much, Gary, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
All right. Well, thanks for having me here. It's great to be on the program. Great to be here on site at
Love
the Power Hour.
Love it. And you have been sworn to secrecy that that building over there is a 22-story chrome and glass building, which you will repeat when you leave here. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Quite impressive.
Yeah, that's right. The barn. Anyway, we're so glad to have you joining us today. It's all about you, your learning, your education, and your coming to the sense that, wait a minute, something is wrong here. And boy, is it wrong. I don't know what you all thought about Netanyahu's speech, but we need to talk about that. There is some question as to whether or not, I mean, that was political or not. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The election is in 2 weeks. Well, we'll talk about that as well as what is going on in that building in Chicago. Do we have a problem there, and do we have an answer for that? Or are they just going to shut it down and move it across the street? That's kind of what I wonder. That is an issue. And then now, are you ready for this? That bad, bad group of guys, ISIS or ISIL or Daesh or whatever you want to call it, is now alleged to be setting oil fields on fire. Can you remember back in 1990, 1991, when the same thing happened in Iraq? Allegedly.
Who set those again?
Allegedly, that bad guy Saddam Hussein. Well, we have more bad guys now. And it looks like ISIL, according to Sputnik News, is receiving up to $1 billion annually. And wait till you hear where it's coming from. Just can't be. I mean, it cannot be real. And it looks like they're saying now, I don't think we can continue with Assad, and I think it's going to take military force to get him out. Can you spell war with Syria? And I think more war with more countries is exactly what we're going to be looking at. We're going to be talking in the second hour and third hour. We're going to have the Dirt Doctor join us today. The Dirt Doctor on organic gardening, getting everything ready. You know, we have Ron Kleinfelter, which is our own Dirt Doctor, really, and we love him. But we have another Dirt Doctor joining us today. And then we're going to also have John Willard on Willard Water. There is a new study out that just impressed the living daylights out of me on with respect to Willard Water and plants.
Right.
And we've got that new study, and we've got John Willard the third that will be joining us, and a special offer for all of you. So you're going to want to take advantage of that. And it's all about getting yourself educated and prepared for whatever is going to happen. So we honor your presence here at the Power Hour, and thank you very, very much for joining us. Been a good week at the Power Hour, and I want to thank the hosts that have set in for me, Dr. Ted Bohr has set in for me, and also
Mr.
Jack
Blood. Yep.
Jack Blood was joining us yesterday, and so I thank all of them for helping out so that we can stay on the air during this time. And, of course, my guys here in the studio, Gary Franchi and Josh, joining me today. You know, there's been a lot of financial things taking place that I think we need to talk about also with other countries and other problems that are really getting worse as time goes on. But because Fox Business News, with all the cleavage babes, because they don't tell you about it, you don't know about it if you're in the mainstream. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And Gary.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, it is 6 March. We are live at the Power Hour 2015, Friday. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Friday. So glad to have you join us here today. And it's all about the truth. And as much as we can bring it to you, and if we find out that there's more truth out there, then we'll bring that to you. Because we all have one thing in common. We want to figure it out. You know, since the dawn of the fact that we all realize that we have been lied to for so very long, we want to know the truth. And I can already wait to get to the Boston bombing story. I can already wait to tell you what I know. But we'll do that in just a minute. All right, let's get to the world news today. Joining me in the studio, of course, is Josh and Gary Franchi. And we're so glad to have them here. And we're going to be talking organic gardening and also Willard Water for plants. And I'm telling you, there is some amazing news on Willard Water for plants. If you don't know what Willard Water is, let me just tell you quickly that there was a briefing before the Subcommittee of Health and Long-Term Care regarding Willard Water that is... Are you ready for this? 44 pages long of all the things that it did. That's back when they were telling you a little bit of the truth.
Right.
And in Congress. So anyway, we'll talk about why that was so important and why it was on 60 Minutes with a very positive story. Anyway, getting to the world news today, ISIS set Iraqi oil fields on fire. I would like to add allegedly there. My editorial comment, Saul's the military advance, supposedly. Now, you understand we haven't seen any pictures of this. There have been no pictures on CNN or Fox News, but trust us, we're telling you this happened. Thick black smoke, and of course this is according to Zero Hedge, thick black smoke billowing from oil wells northeast of the city of Tikrit is obstructing Shiite militiamen and Iraqi soldiers attempting to drive ISIS from the Sunni Muslim city after militants set them on fire. Reuters reports a witness and a military source that said Islamic State fighters ignited the fire at the Ajil oil field to shield themselves from attack by Iraqi military helicopters. Okay, anybody buying into that story?
Yeah.
Anybody? Do we have any takers on that story today? I kind of have a problem with that. And as we noted previously, the battle for Tikrit is key, as it will determine whether and how fast the Iraqi forces can advance further north and attempt to win back Mosul. Now, here's the story. We're supposed to believe that 10 or 20,000 guys came out of nowhere about 3 years ago with an annual report for 2 years, which I thought was amazing. And these guys are supposed to be ragtag guys that really don't have an army, but yet they're stronger than the United States military. They've taken over half of Iraq and kind of thumbed their nose at the American military. Now, that's the story, and we're supposed to believe it. We're also now supposed to believe, of course, that they are setting oil field fires, in which that was where they were getting their money from, and so that would be a little bit disadvantageous for them to be ruining their own source of income,
well,
I would think.
And now they're multinational. You know, they're, you know, talk about Libya, yeah. Egypt, you know, this thing has grown into...
Yeah.
Do you smell a false flag?
Yeah. I don't know yet. Maybe we need a little more evidence, do you think? I mean, I'm telling you, it is just amazing. All right, now, this is where I need to retell the story of what happened during the Gulf War so that you all will understand that maybe we need to question this ISIS setting Iraqi oil fields on fire. During the Gulf War, we all bought into the idea that, oh my gosh, Saddam set all of his oil wells on fire. That will hurt the American people, won't it? And that was supposed to be to, I guess, camouflage them. And then we found out after the war, and I found out from a Navy SEAL who told me, he said, did you know that we did not, that Saddam did not set the oil well fires? And I mean, that's kind of like saying your mother's not your mother.
Right.
You know, that's like, what? Are you kidding me? And he said, no, he said, I happen to know about that. And I said, really? Well, this was a person I really trusted. And so I said, tell me what happened. He said, we were called into a meeting one day. It was a UN commander. And he called us in. It was a general and said, you're going to have a special mission today. You are all going to be independent by yourselves. You will not go with anyone else. And you are not to talk to anybody else about what your particular job is. You know, that where they segment people apart and. And anyway, the mission was to go and set the oil well fires on fire. And they were all special forces people from Army and Navy that were there. Your job is to set them on fire, but we're going to show you how to do it so that we can go in and correct it very easily.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And so, as you know, Boots and Coots went in, and in no time, you know, flipped a switch, and they were all done.
Wow.
So what they did was they were told, and he actually told me, and I'm trying to get him to come on the air now, but he got a visit after that. And
after telling you?
Yeah, but it wasn't regard telling me. He got visits periodically because he had been involved in some other things. And I'm trying to get him to come on the air and tell the story himself and tell you how they clipped those oil well whatever. And he told me how they did it. He literally walked me through it. And then he said they were told, you know, how to get transportation back to where they were supposed to go. And he told me the whole mission. Well, I thought, yeah, sounds good, but I don't know. I still bought into the Saddam bad guy did it story, you know.
Really?
So then another guy contacts me, Army Special Forces. And he said, did you know that we were the ones that started the oil well fires over there? And I said, really? I didn't know that. Tell me, how did that happen? He told me the same story.
Well.
And he didn't know this Navy guy.
Right.
So I had five people total that have come to me and said, I need to tell you what else went on in this war. And they told me a lot of things that went on. The United States had chemical weapons over there. They transported them on C-130s. He told me the call sign that they had. If they had chemical weapons on board, they had a special call sign that meant chemical weapons are on board. And yet, of course, Schwarzkopf and Colin Powell said, nah, there were no chemical weapons over there. You know, the fact that we sold him a boatload of stuff prior to 1990. So, is this story true? I don't know.
Well, they're receiving money. Supposedly, ISIL, whatever you want to call them, is receiving money. Why would they do this? Why would they shoot themselves in the foot and burn their own, just like Saddam? It doesn't make any sense for him to set his own oil.
It doesn't.
Right.
And it doesn't for the ISIS people either. It doesn't make any sense for them to destroy their own area, the air they breathe, the air their children and wives breathe. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And remember, ISIS, the S in ISIS, a lot of people think it's for Syria. Do you remember, Josh, what we talked about last week? Or maybe I didn't tell you. It stands for Al-Sham. Al-Sham is the S, the last S in ISIS. Well, isn't that convenient? A sham. ISIS is a sham. Just thought I would share that with you. Okay, now moving on. ISIL also is supposed to be receiving up to $1 billion annually from...
From heroin.
Yeah.
From smack.
Wow. Who would have thought?
Just so you know, supposedly ISIS makes up to $3 million a day in oil sales from Iraq and Syria.
Mm.
$3 million a day. So they're going to stop doing that.
Yeah, we moved on to heroin now, Josh. But
well, okay, sorry. I just want to throw that out there. It doesn't make any sense. $1 billion in heroin.
I mean, they're making...
I thought it was the Taliban, though.
Well, I thought it was Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
I thought it was... and you know, it's amazing because this Afghan heroin, I mean, that is the one thing the United States is so proud of that we protect so well over there. And I've had a lot of troops tell me that their job is to protect the heroin fields. According to Sputnik News, the Islamic State terrorist organization is receiving upwards of $1 billion annually for deliveries of Afghan heroin. The head of Russia's Federal Drug Control Service said Friday, according to our figures, the ISIL is receiving up to $1 billion annually for delivering Afghan heroin for the United States.
For the
my
United
editorial
States.
Comment.
Yes.
My editorial comment, yeah.
And, you know, if you look at the numbers of you know, people in trouble or getting in trouble with heroin as far as, you know, addicts and usage,
right.
it's just shot up since we, you know, went into Afghanistan.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yes, it has. So. And what another crime we've got on our hands here. And who benefits? Cui bono? Who benefits? And, of course, that helps the, you know, that helps the economy.
Prison system. You know, you got slave labor through that.
Medical
just
care.
Court costs, medical care. Yeah. It just goes on and on.
Yeah. Attorneys get a job. Yeah. It's just incredible. ISIS. Now, this is being told as a story that I have a little bit of trouble believing. But we're supposed to believe, according to RT, that ISIS is bulldozing the ancient Assyrian cities in Iraq, and one of them being Nimrud. Islamic State extremists have bulldozed an ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud in northern Iraq near Mosul with heavy military vehicles. This is the latest in a series of ISIS attacks against Iraqi heritage. Okay, and to prove that, they had two plaster of Paris statues that they tore down.
Yeah.
I saw it on CNN.
I saw that video, too, and they had metal rods in the center of it.
Oh,
you can see those. These are fake statues.
13th century B.C. statues had metal rods.
Fake statues, supposedly they were replica statues that were there for nostalgic purposes to, you know, to illustrate the point that this is the great heritage.
Right.
And for whatever reason, they decided to go in with sledgehammers and videotape it and put it on YouTube so we could all watch.
And there you got the news.
Right.
And CNN says, of course, CNN always adds at the end of their statement, we cannot independently verify this footage.
Really? Did they really?
We're throwing it out there for you. If you buy it, fine. If not, well.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Well, if this is, I'm a history guy. I love history, and, you know, I understand that these things are pagan sites if you're a Christian, but this is heritage, and I don't care who's destroying it. If it's being destroyed, it really makes me angry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just like the giant, I'm not a Buddhist, but the giant Buddhist that supposedly the Taliban destroyed back in 2001, these are things that are lost forever, and it's just a crime, and so whoever's doing it is just... It really upsets
I know.
Me. This is something that bothers me big time.
I was shocked when I did see the footage initially, and I was horrified because, like you, I love history.
Right.
I love the texture of it and what you can gather from it, and then to see these statues destroyed, then to find out it was a hoax.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Oop, he used the H word, ladies and gentlemen. He used the H word here in the studio. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And Gary.
And we'll be right back with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscles, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, and doing the next right and honorable thing. If you're watching television, you are seeing two plane crashes over and over again. I mean, what a waste. Why? I mean, a plane went off the runway in LaGuardia, and we watched it yesterday. Well, if you were watching it, you watched it over and over again. A plane goes off the runway and hits a fence. I mean, I could not believe. I kept thinking, okay, now how are they going to maximize this? And how are they going to continue to impress the people with this? And they just did the same thing over and over again. And then Harrison Ford.
Han Solo himself.
Yeah, apparently he was flying solo.
Yeah.
So now we have Harrison Ford who goes down in a plane. And so over and over again for hours, we heard that Harrison Ford had a plane crash.
I'm sorry. I grew up with the guy. You know, I didn't grow up with the guy, but he was like a hero to me. And
well,
so,
yeah,
this
but you
big news, Joyce.
I know. You want to listen to 5 hours of his plane?
Well,
this is a plane?
I mean, look, when I heard that, I was concerned about the new Star Wars trilogy
Absolutely.
Coming out. And, you know, I realized that the last Indiana Jones film has been made. So, you know, if Harrison goes, at least the last Indiana Jones film has been made. And Episode 7 has been wrapped. So.
Oh, okay. For all of you who want to know. Over and over again. And
nothing else
again
is going on in the world.
Yeah.
Nothing else
I know.
Is happening.
I know.
Except plane crashes.
Well, and then, anyway, focusing on that over and over again. Anyway, let's get back to the world news. We give you the news according to what we think is important, not according to what they want you to be fed. Russia accuses the United States of a plot to oust President Vladimir Putin via opposition aid. That is the Sydney Morning Herald reporting. Russia's Security Council accused the United States of plotting to oust him by financing the opposition and encouraging mass demonstrations. Less than a week ago, after a protest leader was murdered near the Kremlin. And, of course, that was immediately, according to CNN, the work of Putin's hands. I mean, regardless, they had no information, no evidence, no crime study had been done yet, but they knew it was Putin. They knew it. The U.S. is funding Russian political groups under the guise of promoting civil society, just as in the color revolutions in the former Soviet Union and the Arab world. Now they've said Nemtsov, the man that was killed in Russia, the guy they were talking about here, they said he was getting ready to release information about Russian aggression over Ukraine. Wouldn't how convenient. They knew that, and they knew it had to do with Russian aggression. So just amazing how everything is spun. Remember the Buk missile? Within 15 minutes of that plane crash, we knew it was a Buk missile. Kazakhstan authorities announced plans to de-dollarize the economy. According to Zero Hedge, following the approval of the government, Kazakhstan's central bank announced it plans to de-dollarize the economy by the end of 2016. The goal is to avoid the macroeconomic instability that the U.S. dollar creates and to give priority to tenge in trade agreements, banning price designations in foreign exchange. And coming just 2 weeks after the ratification, remember, of the $100 billion BRICS bank by Russia, and I believe India have already gotten their money in there, and they're all ready to go. So, question is,
not
what's going to happen
dollar.
To the
United
States?
The lines are being drawn globally.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. On the financial stage. I mean, look at what's happening in Greece right now. There's talk of them pulling out of the euro, out of the eurozone. I mean, destabilizing the euro, going back to the drachma.
Do you think they'll actually do it? Would that be the demise of the euro then if they did that?
I think it would create a domino effect. I think other nations would realize that they have power and they sort of maybe they want to take their sovereignty back. Maybe they're tired of the European central banks. Maybe we're seeing the beginning of the destabilization of the central bankers of the world.
That could be. I just wonder if other countries are unhappy with the euro.
What is Greece is?
Yeah. I mean, I just wonder how many other countries would say, you know, kind of like Mikey eating the cereal, you eat it first, you know, you try it first, and one pulls out, and then they have the, like you said, the domino effect, Gary?
Well, Price Waterhouse just came out with a report that says that a Greek exit scenario would be the Greek government defaulting on its debt obligations. Capital controls are put in place to prevent the outflow of deposits from Greek banks and other Eurozone financial institutions. And the Greek government replaces the euro with a new drachma initially introduced at parity to the euro, but then allowed to vary in its value. So if that happens, other countries can go ahead, reintroduce their dollars, their currencies again, mm-hmm. and go against the euro. Germany's not going to like that.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about Ukraine is banning gold transactions over $125. That's not much when it comes to gold. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, one person at a time, one thought at a time. That's what we do at the Power Hour. Thank you so much for being part of the show today. If you're watching CNN, you are seeing Laura Bush, the brilliant foreign policy expert that she is, talking about ISIS recruitment. Are you kidding me? Laura Bush? Now, they found an expert finally on CNN.
You know, I think the reason that you are seeing her carted out before the public is they are beginning the conditioning process for the next presidential election cycle. We've seen Jeb Bush now. He was just in Chicago. He raised like $4 million already for his campaign. So they're going to start flashing that Bush name on the lower thirds, on the graphics, bringing out family members. I think they're going to keep George in the kindergarten classroom with the blocks.
Yes. Painting. Painting now. Yeah.
Painting by finger.
Yeah.
But I think that this is clearly the beginning stages, the birth pangs of election 2016.
Oh, gosh.
Jeb Bush. Watching.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. And the very fact that he is for Common Core, you know, he is dead set on Common Core. By the way, I don't know if you heard, but the state of Missouri pays Common Core $4.3 million every year to be a part of Common Core.
Dumb our kids down.
Yes, and he is for it, and that's why I knew immediately, yep, he's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy. Okay, anyway, I agree with you on that, Gary. I think you're right on. Let me go to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. The West has no desire to combat terrorism. Now, Global Research did an excellent article on this. And in a few days, do you realize it will be 4 years since the protests began in Syria? It doesn't seem like it's been that much time.
You know, 220,000 people.
I know.
Civilians, you know.
Nobody. 220,000 people, they say, have died.
I've seen numbers way higher, like up to 270.
Yeah, 270, 280. I've seen.
Who knows, you know.
Yeah. The arrival of Daesh. You know, we keep you kind of like on the bubble all the time, so you can't figure out what's going on here. But anyway, that's the Islamic State. The arrival of Daesh has made the situation more grim. And for this reason, you know, it's important to realize here that you are being fed so much disinformation that we don't know where to turn. But we're all taught that Assad is a bad guy. Assad's a bad guy. He kills his own people. You know, and that almost resonates in your mind because they said that so many times. Bashar al-Assad, the man who kills his own people. But yet, he is an ophthalmologist, eye doctor, ladies and gentlemen, did not want to take over the presidency, except his brother was killed in a car accident, and so he had to do it. He has denied allowing his people to have GMOs. No genetically modified food, but he wants them dead. Are you kidding me?
He wants them healthy before he kills them.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. I guess. Yeah, as healthy as possible. I mean, think about it. I don't know. Maybe Assad for president. I don't know here in this country. But is he doing all the things that we are told he is doing? Anyway, this crisis there has affected every part of Syria. And by the way, Assad speaks perfect English. Wouldn't it be nice for CNN to go and say, hey, President Assad, what's your opinion on this? What do you think is going on here?
Instead of Laura Bush.
Yeah.
No he kidding. May be a little better qualified than her.
Yeah. And he might actually tell us what's really going on. But that you know, that's why they don't go and interview the president of Iran or maybe some significant people in ISIS. You know, we never get, because they're all, you know, they're busy beheading people. We know that, right? That's the story they want us to believe. Anyway, excellent story from Global Research.
This is an awesome article.
It is. It really is.
Suggest you guys, it's a great interview with Assad, yeah.
Yes. So check it out, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm telling you, there is so much more to the story of what is going on in Syria than we're being told.
You're bringing up here that the West is channeling money and armaments to ISIS.
Yes.
Well, if you recall, do you remember that famous picture that showed John McCain standing with the ISIS militants?
Yes, yes.
You know, we build up these people, and then they come back and attack us. Mm-hmm. And what is the mindset of the politicians of the United States of America to go to a foreign land, give them weapons and armaments, and then, oh, hey, guess what? We got to send our troops over there to go shoot them.
Allegedly. Because ISIS are us. That's why. ISIS are us. We created it.
The military-industrial complex.
The military-industrial complex has created it. Yeah. And President Assad says the role of the Syrian army, like any national army, is to protect every single citizen, regardless of his affiliation, religion, sect, ethnicities, and so on. And they have a right to protect their own country, and that's what they are doing. But the United States, of course, wants to remove him. And now we're being told that we probably won't be able to remove him without military force. Okay, the other shoe has fallen, ladies and gentlemen. Just get ready. The other shoe has fallen. And I think you're going to be seeing military force in Syria, more than 300 troops, which is what our famous donation is every time we turn around, is they're sending another 300 troops. And who knows how many times a day they're sending 300 troops. troops. And back to that story on Ukraine banning gold transactions over $125, currency derivatives, and interbank purchases exceeding $10,000. According to Global Economic Trend Analysis, today the National Bank of Ukraine announced new capital controls on currency transactions, just like we just mentioned. I mean, on any gold transactions, they're banning it over $125. What can you get for $125 in gold?
Gary,
you can get quite a lot. You know, I think that
in carrot bars,
sure. Mm-hmm. But gold is real money. Gold is actual money. They don't want the people to hold it. They don't want people to transact in it, because paper and digitized zeros and ones on a computer screen is the illusion of money, the illusion of value. And behind the scenes, behind the curtains, the money masters are you know, all that gold. I mean, if you look back and you look at the dollar bills and you look at the little notes, this is for all debts, public and private, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you go back even further, it says this can be redeemed for gold. Well, what happened to all that gold? Well, the money masters have hidden behind the curtains, and they just keep printing out more money, and they've taken all the gold.
You know, that is a really good point you made about keeping them thinking that they're dealing in dollars, because then they have the illusion that it's money. That is really, I hadn't thought about that.
It is the ghost of money. It is the illusion of money.
Ghost of money. Yeah.
Well, go to any member of the general public and you know, talk to them about money, and it's these paper dollars, and you know, mm-hmm. acquiring those is acquiring wealth to them.
You have to go back again to history, and you have to look at how people used to transact in gold all the time, and then eventually there was so much gold in circulation that people would hold it in a vault, and then they would issue a script based on that what was in that vault, mm-hmm. and then the scripts became what was traded. And then eventually they said, we can keep issuing more script. Guess what? I guess we can just we'll keep the gold here. No one's coming to get it. And, you know, fraction reserve banking.
And then later on, let's go get Germany's and tell them we have a safe place for their gold, too.
And then now it's just zeros and ones on a computer screen.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Carrot bars. And if you don't know about carrot bars, go to powerhourgold.com. Powerhourgold.com. The global war on pensioners. Pensioners are under attack with yields depressed across asset classes. Public pension funds in the U.S. are diving into risky investments in order to justify clinging to unrealistic investment rate assumptions. In Europe, low rates are causing corporations to adopt lower discount rates to determine the present value of their pension liabilities, dramatically increasing the EU pension deficits, while in Greece, the government is literally robbing the public purse to make good on its commitments to the IMF. So donate your retirement policy to the IMF.
Oh, my gosh.
Donate your retirement. Can you believe such criminal things are going on in plain sight? And if we say the government needs to do it, well, they'll say, okay.
I don't know. You know, relying on these for your well-being into your future, I think, is just not a good idea. You cannot believe people, you know?
Well,
you
can't
trust them.
No. I mean, and, of course, it would never happen here. It would only happen in Greece. And what was the other country that had...
Cyprus.
Cyprus, yeah. Greece, Cyprus. I mean, it's bad news. It's totally bad news. IMF director admits Greek bailout was to save the German and French banks. It's all about the banks. For the first time in public, though practically the entire world assumed it, an official from the IMF, according to Zero Hedge, has now admitted that the various Greek bailouts were not for the Greeks at all. They gave their money to save German and French banks.
Well, again, it's to prop up the illusion.
Right? Yes.
To prop up the illusion that there's money out there, because all they're doing is printing it. So they have to stabilize the bleed in Greece by protecting them, by extending their bailout or whatever they're going to do. They're still up in the air about it.
No, because they put the burden on the people.
And you think
of Greece,
the Germans,
you know,
would get tired of this?
You think the Greek people would get tired of it?
Yeah,
well,
the austerity.
The Greek people are tired of it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. The austerity moves. I mean, there's probably a lot more happening in demonstrations and all that we're being told about. Mr. Snowden, Ed Snowden, wants to come back to the United States, and they made one statement from his attorney that at least the death charge is off the table. That's encouraging. But he thinks that he will not get a fair trial if he returns. I don't know where he comes up with such stuff,
I don't understand why he wants to come back, really.
Well, I don't either, but I'm sure he wants to see his friends, his parents, you know.
Well, if he's
I'm sure.
locked up in, you know, isolation in a prison somewhere, he's not going to be able to, you know, have much family time. Sorry, Ed.
Yeah, yeah. And you know they're going to make an example of him. They have to. They have to, even if he's their guy. They have to put him in some supermax prison to make it look like they're doing their thing.
Ed Snowden, he's so bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's so bad. Right. Anyway, supposedly now all the documents are going to be listed on a website. You know, I still say when Snowden talks about 9/11 and what really happened, then I'm going to believe he's on our side. U.S. companies are stashing $2.1 trillion overseas to avoid taxes. Eight of the biggest U.S. technology companies added a combined $69 billion to their stockpiled offshore profits for the past year. But don't you dare lose one receipt from one luncheon. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you will be trapped. You will be caught. And yet, these companies can do whatever they choose.
And pay zero in taxes.
Yes, that's right. Anyway, Microsoft, Apple, Google, and five other tech firms now account for more than a fifth of the $2.1 trillion in profits that U.S. companies are holding overseas. Investment experts warn of financial collapse this year, says Natural News. What's the most valuable commodity you can have in your investment portfolio? Is it cash? Is it gold? A safe 401k? Well, all those are good, but you need to be diversified. And I think that is really the answer. Being diversified. And now, of course, if you listen to Fox Business News with the Cleavage Babes, you will find out that there is absolutely nothing better than this time because the NASDAQ at an all-time high, the Dow is at an all-time high, and they're climbing every day. And buy stock. Buy stock.
The bubble is getting bigger.
Yes, yes. And enough people have predicted it, but enough people are believing that this is just never going to end, and unfortunately,
Charles Goyette, he wrote a book called the Dollar Meltdown. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He works with Ron Paul on one of his radio shows, and in some of my interviews with him, he's always warned that we are on the edge of a super economic collapse bubble. We're just waiting for that last house of cards to tip over, and then what? And then what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Mad Max.
I mean, what is going to happen?
Mad Max.
The whole infrastructure is going to collapse, isn't it?
Well, that's the illusion. Again, we'll go back to the illusion of money. When people realize that we are using a fiat ghost, what will happen?
Mm-hmm. Mad Max.
Mad Max.
People are going to get really upset, I think. They'll be streaming out of the cities.
They're not going to know what to do. Well, the average person is not going to know what to do.
It's funny you say streaming out of the cities. In Chicago, they have huge gates that come down and block off the highways.
Oh,
so you cannot escape the city.
You are kidding.
So they press the button. They shut the highways down so you can't exodus.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is really scary.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah.
I would love to have a picture of that. That would
be
great.
Oh, yeah. You can see them like when you go down to the exit ramps.
Well, but send us a picture.
Unbelievable.
Take a picture of it.
Next time I drive by, I'll stop and take a picture.
I would love to see a picture of that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now I get to talk about what I want to talk about, which is the Boston bombing trial. Okay, why is there something wrong with this trial? Number one, the first clue should be to anyone, and you do not have to be even grade school educated to figure out this one. The defense attorney starts out the trial by saying, Mr. Zarniev, is guilty. We know that. We're not here to argue whether he's guilty or not. That was his attorney.
Isn't that illegal?
Unbelievable.
That is his attorney. And his attorney says, I all I can do is fight to get him off the death penalty. That's all I can do. Because we know he's guilty. Wait a minute. And so how do they prove he's guilty? Just like in 9/11 or any other time, they show photos of here's what happened. And they show you carnage photos that may or may not be true. I don't know. But they show you all these photos and they say, see, that's what he did. There's your evidence. No, 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 no. That's like aftermath. That doesn't prove he did it.
Right.
So now if you go online, you can see some amazing documentaries that people are doing now on YouTubes that they are showing that there were some like Navy SEAL type guys that had the backpacks.
Right.
And they show they were the ones that did it. But, oh, no. So, anyway, Why did I start to have that the hair stand up on the back of my neck and the BS detector go off? Because they mentioned his attorney, Judy Clark. And I just said, oh, my gosh. Are you ready for who Judy Clark is?
Sounds very familiar.
She is a no-name attorney who has done nothing really all that impressive other than she was the attorney for Ted Kaczynski.
Oh, boy.
The Unabomber, who did, if you recall, 7 explosions, allegedly. A guy in Harvard who went crazy and is now in the ADX Florence, Colorado Supermax prison. All right. Then she represented, next, the Atlanta Olympic bomber, Eric Rudolph. Got him off the death penalty. And then she represented, Jared Loughner.
Really?
With Gabby Gifford, the shooting in Arizona.
Wow.
Got him off the death penalty. Can you imagine a no-name attorney who gets these good cases?
Where do you find these people?
Where do I find these people?
No. Where
do I find
these? If you're going to go and commit a bombing, is that the go-to lawyer?
go-to lawyer if you're going to do terrorism and you want to get off the death penalty, but you want to spend the rest of your life in a supermax prison.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not done yet. I'm not done. I guess I am.
Yeah.
At least for 3 minutes. For 3 minutes. We'll be back. I'll wait till you hear the rest of this, ladies. It's not done yet. I couldn't believe it when I saw this information. We'll be back after this. 3 minute break with the Power Hour. You heard it here at the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And Gary.
We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
See trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you.
myself. What a wonderful world.
Welcome back to Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh. I was just getting my steam up, and now he plays that. Now, wait a second. Oh, come on. That's not fair. That is not fair to do that to me, because I was really on a roll with Judy Clark here. No, I love that song. Thank you, Josh. This story about Judy Clark, when I heard her name as being the attorney, it just clicked. And are you ready for this? Okay, let me go back. Just so you understand, the attorney for, what's his name, Zarniev, whatever his name, Zarniev.
Zokar, right?
Zokar. Zokar Zarniev, yes. Now, remember, Zokar Zarniev ran over his brother and killed him. I don't know if you heard that or not.
That. Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
He ran over his own brother. So he's a bad guy. He's a really bad guy. But anyway, there's so much to this story that's bad in the Boston bombing. Is all they're showing is people with, you know, a fake leg saying, you know, my leg got shot off. My leg got taken off. By the way, those, with Zarniev, those pressure cookers were not filled with, like, shrapnel. They were filled with BBs.
Ooh.
And they said that that was so that it would cut down on the mortality numbers and only injure people. And because if he was a really bad guy, he wouldn't be using BBs in pressure cookers, but they were BBs. So, okay, let me get back to who Judy Clark is. No-name attorney, comes from San Diego. She has a license to practice in California, but seems to have gotten around because she got Ted Kaczynski off the death sentence, the Unabomber. And he is at the Supermax prison in Colorado. Then she did Eric Rudolph, the Olympic bomber in Atlanta. And then she got off the death penalty, Jared Loughner, who, by the way, Jared Loughner is in Springfield, Missouri now. And he is facing 19 counts, and they're keeping him at the Missouri Medical Center for Federal Prisoners. Boy, don't you know that's a happy place to be. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? I wouldn't even want to go within 10 miles of that place for fear that they might reach out. But anyway, okay, so in the year 2000... Buford Furrow, she represented him. If that name doesn't ring a bell, remember the Aryan Nations member in Los Angeles, the Jewish Community Center? Mm. He was bipolar, on drugs, got him off the death penalty, too. 2002, she represented Zacharias Moussaoui. Yes.
Is it like a meet-up group for Joe, you know, that these guys get together? It's like, yeah. I got the best attorney.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah. She was standby counsel for him, and he's also got off the death penalty, and he's at the Supermax prison in Colorado. She probably goes there and just can see all of her guys in one place. Of course, we mentioned Jared Loughner in 2011. And then, let's see, is that all? Yeah. And then, of course, Zokar in 2013. So she is the go-to attorney for terroristic activities. Now, she never gets anybody off, but she gets them off the death penalty.
Right.
Now, isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? And she goes in with, well, we know he's guilty. We're just here to see what we're going to do with
I've
him.
I've never heard a defense attorney talk like that.
That's, I know.
Well, normally when you go into a trial, you either plead guilty or innocent.
Now, he pled innocent.
So if he's pleading innocent, then why is a defense attorney saying he's guilty?
Because she said, but he's really not.
What?
He's not innocent. Oh. He is guilty. I mean, seriously.
Zokar, I would make a suggestion.
Like,
fire your attorney.
Yeah. He tried to and wasn't allowed to.
Oh, they wouldn't let him.
And he wanted also to represent himself, and that wasn't allowed either. So he's stuck with her. So,
through court.
Anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, Judy Clark. Does anybody represent that many high-profile people unless it's by design? Of course not. Of course not. Anyway, I'd like to know where her checks come from is all I can say. We're going to be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break, and we got to talk about, Ben Carson. What are you thinking? Ben Carson and Hillary's emails after this 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll be right back.